Well, they told us it was probably one series. I tried once we punted them down there, backed up and stopped them, and let me get the next series on the 50. I made one final attempt at the head coach, but to no avail. So it was one series, and got a couple first downs, and had a second 10 play where only got 1 yard, put us into a third and long. It's not a team you want to get in a lot of third and longs against, and they're good on third and long, and just couldn't convert that the third and nine. So some things to learn from, and looking forward to playing a little bit more against Seattle next week. Well, we created a lot of turnovers last year, and it was another good start from that standpoint tonight. Different guys, some young players, Nate Irving making a huge play, Phillips running back for a touchdown, Webster making some nice plays. So as an offense, you always like to see your defense out there creating turnovers, because usually that's going to mean really good field position. No question, Brock has really worked hard this offseason. I think he's learned a lot from Coach Knapp, who's been around the block quite a bit. And he's put in a lot of time on his own. And I know he enjoyed playing tonight. He didn't get to play as much last year in the preseason. So I know he enjoyed the amount of reps that he got. And I thought he really did a good job. Well, Julius has gotten quite a number of repetitions during training camp due to the injuries of Joel and Jacob. Julius has really taken advantage of those opportunities, going back to even mini camps and OTAs. And he continues to make plays in practice, and he made some nice catches tonight. I know he wants to just get more comfortable in the entire offense, you know, the run blocking, the pass blocking, certainly in the pass receiving. Everybody has seen what he's been able to do. So I think he'll just continue to improve, and I think he can be a big part of this offense this year.
I know it sort of is what it is, but do you get frustrated by just the lack of, how much you're able to go out and actually play in the preseason?
Well, I guess I've been doing it for a number of years now, and I think any competitor would tell you that they'd want to be in there the entire game. And I know there's a number of receivers. I could hear Welker and Decker saying, boy, it'd be nice to go back in one more, just give us one more series. But the coaches kind of map out that plan during training camp, and I would imagine it would increase a little bit more. It'd be a good road test next week against Seattle. That's probably, going to be our last chance to get ready with crowd noise, to get ready for our first road game being the Giants game. I didn't think we really got to experience that as much last year with the schedule. We only played one series against Chicago and didn't play at all against Arizona. So I would think we could take advantage of the opportunity next week against Seattle to get a little more road tested, especially with some new players in there. The more we can play with this offense, you got a new starter in Manny, you got a new starter in Wes Welker and Julius. The more this offense can play together, I think the better we can be. Oh, have y'all seen that? I don't know. Okay. I think Eli said it pretty well. First and last hip hop video, whatever you want to call it. I don't really look like it. I looked like the lead singer of the Cars. I don't know if you remember that guy at all. Eli looked a little bit more Justin Timberlake. I'm not sure. I was a combination of that guy and maybe Tom Cruise in The Rock of Ages. What was his name? Stacy Jacks, maybe. Yeah, so I'm not sure. I didn't get to keep the outfit. It was disappointing. But I think my teammates have had a lot of fun with it. I hear them humming that tune, and they all have had fun with it. And like I said, it was a one-time deal. I think it makes a lot of sense. Everybody loves to watch football, and you can watch it on your phone now, so it's pretty catchy, and kind of a one-time deal.
Did you have fun making
it? Well, certainly when the idea first came out, it took us a little while to kind of understand just what exactly they wanted to do. But once you kind of get into it, either you're all in or you're all out, and so we just kind of decided to go for it. We did it in our hometown, New Orleans. It was the only time we were going to be together. So I'm sure there were some people that maybe not, may not have known there was a commercial being filmed that were like, boy, these guys have really changed. You know, what are they wearing and why are they walking up and down Bourbon Street trying to sing? But I'm glad the commercial came out so those people know that it was for a commercial, for a pretty good idea watching football.